I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He's your savior, wants to be saved today. Oh, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul that song. Faithful loving service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me. Lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love that never fails, that never runs out, and never gives out on your people. Thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you will shower us down with your love, that you will shower us down with your affection, that you will shower us down with your mercies, that you will shower us down with your favor, that you will shower us down with victory. Another day that you have made that you allow us to rejoice and to be glad in it. Thank you for your love, God, that overcomes a multitude of sin, a love that was so strong that you would be willing to give your life so that I might live and not die. Thank you for your love that washes away every single crimson stain and allows me to have another and another and another, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a hundred chance over and over again when I fail you a multitude of times. Thank you, God, that your love is not like mine. Your love is not fickle. Your love is not regretful. Your love is not unforgiving. But your love, God, it never fails. It never runs out. It never gives out on me. And I thank you because your love builds strength in me. Thank you, oh God, that your love, oh God, never runs out, that when I fall in sin or when I fell into sin, God, when I confess my sins, you've been faithful just to forgive me, and then you have cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Thank you, oh God, that while we were yet in sin, Jesus died. It's because you loved us that you gave us your best, and that now we're able to live the life that we live today. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your unmerited favor. Thank you for knowing what's best for me. Thank you for knowing the way I should go. Thank you, oh God, for being God and for being God alone. Your love, oh God, is the example that I must take, oh God, so that I may love like you love. For your love never fails. It bosses itself not up and not puffed up. Your love thinketh no evil. Your love is not easily provoked, oh God. Your love beareth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things, believeth all things. Your love, it never fails, Lord. So help us to love like you today, because your love, oh God, is so overwhelming. Your love is so consuming. Your love, divine, is such a wonderful thing that we cannot even express how great your love is. Your love is suffocating, but it brings life into us each and every single day. For without your love, Lord, we would not be here yet again this morning. Before you have blessed us to see a brand new day. And because of your love, oh God, I can be and I can do what you have called for me to do. Because of your love, God, I am today, oh God, otherwise I would be not. Thank you, God, for your love, and thank God for knowing the thoughts that you think towards me. Thank you for having a plan for my life, Lord, and not relying upon me to have my own plan. For my plans fail, God. My plans don't always meet up to the way I need them to go. They don't always come to fruition. But God, your perfect plans always come to pass. Help us, oh God, today to understand how great and how mighty and how wonderful your love is toward us. Your love is so great, God, that you won't withhold any good thing from us. You gave us your best, and since you've already given us your best, Lord, there's nothing else that you are willing to withhold from us that fear you and that love you. And so we rise this morning to tell you that we love you as well. We love you, God, because you first loved us. We love you because you are the example of love. Your word tells us that God is love. And if we don't know what love is, then we don't know you. And so, Lord, help us to understand and know what love is. Help us to apply it to our day-to-day lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the compassionate spirit, Lord, that when we see somebody less fortunate than us, oh, God, the love of God, the compassion of God will wax strong enough, Lord, for us to love on them in spite of their smell, in spite of their stench, in spite of whatever else may be going on. Help us to love like you, oh God, and as you send the people in from the fields of sin, Lord, help us to love on them like you loved on us when we came in, oh God, and train them up in the way that they should go, God. Help us and give us the ability, oh God, to speak life into them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For the old house, oh God, of the Lord, the house of God, Lord, is a place of healing. It's a place of love. It's a place of compassion, Lord, and let your love work strong in our hearts and in our temple and in our ministry and in our walk and in our talk. Help your love to wax strong in us, Lord, that we may draw the men from the fields of sin. Thank you, oh God, for your love. Your love that never fails. Love that never gives up. Your love that never runs out on us. Thank you, God, for being that perfect example. And so help us to use your example. Help us to put your example to use in our day-to-day lives. Give us a forgiving spirit, Lord. Many of us are not willing to forgive. But your word tells us if we're not willing to forgive, how is it that you would be willing to forgive us as well? And God, we trespass against you. We failed you more than any time anyone can have failed us or done us wrong. But you said that you're willing to forgive and that we should be willing to forgive 70 times 7 if someone trespasses against us. Oh, God, prick our hearts even now. Give us a forgiving spirit. Give us a contrite heart. Help us to not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. But, Lord, help us to think soberly, God, because everything that you've given unto us, Lord, you've given, oh God, to us for a reason, Lord. Everything you've allowed to come in our life and into our pathways, Lord, was not by happenstance, Lord, but it was ordained for your glory and for your honor. Help us to put our trust in you, Lord, today. Help us not lean upon our own understanding, but in everything that comes our way, God, help us to acknowledge you in the good times, Lord. Help us to acknowledge you in the bad times, Lord. Help us to acknowledge you, oh God, when things are right, when things are wrong, when things go to the left and when things go to the right, Lord. Help us to acknowledge you in everything that we do. And if we acknowledge you, Lord, you have been willing. You said that you would be willing to direct our pathway. Order our footsteps today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let it be led with love. Every step that we take, help us to love on you and to love on others and to love on those that come across our way. God, help our motto, let our purpose today to be to show love. Let it be the purpose, the plan that you have for our lives, to show love. Because someone needs to know that they are loved. Someone needs to know that they have not been forgotten. Someone needs to know, Lord, that you still care for them. They may have fallen, Lord, but you can pick them up again. Help us to spread love, Lord, today, not hate, not lies, not discouragement, not doubt, not fear, but help us to spread love that you might get the glory out of us today. Thank you for another opportunity to pray. Thank you for the miracles that you're performing in the lives of people. Lord, I call out the name of Justin, Lord, a young man that Pastor Gilbert White has been asking for prayer for, that you would touch him and heal him. God, turn his situation around right now in the name of Jesus. By his stripes, Lord, by your stripes, God, he is healed. We declare healing because you've given us the power, oh God, of light and death in our tongue. We have power to speak up, or we have time to build up, or we have power to tear down. Let our words, oh God, be tinged with love, be saturated with love today, that we can't help but to do the things that build up today. We pray for Justin, and we pray for Glenda Reed. I believe that she's still recovering. But you've taken her out of her danger point, Lord, and you continue to heal her body each and every day. We pray for Missionary Miller, Lord, as she goes under surgery, Lord, today. We pray that you would guide the hands of the physician. Oh, God, heal her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring her through the surgery. Guide the hands of the physicians, Lord, and bring her back to us stronger than ever in the name of Jesus. We pray for little Noelle Cork, Lord, and her father and her mother, Lord, as they go through the transition of life and surgery, and God, and the recovery that you will perform, and the miracle, God, that you will perform in the life of that family, Lord. You don't do anything by happenstance, Lord, and we thank you for those young people. We thank you for their encouragement and their courage in you, Lord. And we pray, God, that miracles, signs, and wonders will be performed in the life of that baby. Touch her right now. You know the ailments in her body. You know the issues that she has to be at Children's Hospital for. Lord, heal, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe that you can, and we believe that you will. Miracles, signs, and wonders. God, you did it for that young lady, Lord, that Missionary Howard testified about last night. Her mother passed away in childbirth, Lord, and there were some issues with the baby. But, Lord, the baby came home last week, God. You are still in the miracle-working business, Lord. So touch, heal, deliver, and set free all of those that I mentioned by name. Superintendent Antoine Powell's aunt, Lord. Don't have her name still, but, Lord, you know who we're talking about. Heal, deliver, and set free. And then, God, I ask for strength, encouragement, a better outlook, oh, God. I focus in on you for those that love Brother C.J. Hunter as he has passed away. Lord, touch that family. Send them encouragement. Send them hope. Send them strength right now, God, during their time of bereavement, Lord. Remind them, Lord, that you have promised that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, but that you know just what you are doing and more. Oh, God, there was another name that popped up in my head that I forgot about, Lord, but you know. Thank you for the opportunity to serve last night. Thank you for the reminder how we should build up our most holy faith, Lord, that our faith must begin with you. It must begin and end with you. You are our strong foundation. And as long as we stand upon you, no matter how strong the winds may blow, no matter how strong the storms may billow, Lord, we don't have to worry. We don't have to refresh because our souls are anchored in you. Anchor us in you even right now, God. In the name of Jesus, as the enemy, God, he's coming to steal, kill, and to destroy. But, Lord, when we're anchored in you, Lord, we don't have to worry about it because you've come that we might have life. You won't let the enemy overtake us. You won't let the storms overwhelm us. You won't let life, God, run through us, Lord. But you that have begun a good work in us is able to perform it, Lord. You know just how much we can bear. So as we go through today, oh, God, help us to spread love, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go through our day, whatever comes our way, help us to stand upon you, stand upon the promises of God, and show the love of God that someone today might be saved. Bless my brother-in-law, God, as he makes his way back to California. Give him safe traveling mercies and grace right now in the name of Jesus. Guide the hand of the pilot. Take him back there in safety, Lord, and then bring him back at the appointed place in the appointed time. Bless these, your people. We thank you for another day that you have made. We're rejoicing and we're glad in it because our God has made this day. And we have risen this morning because your love lifted us. Help us and give us a song of praise, God, that our songs of praise and adoration and world and love, oh God, will magnify you and glorify you and draw someone else into our worship as we adore you on this day. Thank you, God, for this day that you have made. We shall rejoice. And we shall be glad in it. Bless your people this day. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.